Welcome to the nearly New Year's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 29th of December 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. The VK7 Amateur Radio News team wishes everyone a happy, safe and prosperous 2020. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH, 7140 MHz by Peter, VK7 TPE, 14130 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, and 28525 MHz by Tony, VK7 VKT. And on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7 ZCR. And this broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in the north and VK7 RTC in the south. And we start today with some sad news. Silent Key, Brian May, VK7 Alpha Bravo Yankee. I have a sad duty to inform you of the passing of Brian, VK7ABY, on the morning of the 23rd of December 2019, at the age of 78. Brian was in the engineers during the Vietnam War, which led to three loves of his life: spending time in the outback prospecting, dogs, and amateur radio, which led to him getting his license in 1978. He loved QRP and DX and going portable in the outback. He moved from VK6 to VK7 around 2006. Brian was a stalwart of the Sewing Circle net and the No Name net on 3.594 MHz each morning. Remembered as a true gentleman, a likeable character who was a great listener, liked the quiet life and never let life get him down. Vale Brian. And that's from Ray, VK7 VKV. Contest news, the Summer VHF UHF Field Day. The Summer VHF UHF Field Day is coming up on the 18th and 19th of January 2020, from 0100 UTC to 0100 UTC. Not much time under the bridge since the Spring Field Day, so your gear should be all ready to go. There will be quite a number of fellow VK7s out and about in a few locations, and they would love to make contact with you, but you don't have to go portable to participate. Logging is as easy as many of the logging programs will be aware of this contest and do all the points calculations for you. There will be activity from 6 metres all the way up to 3 centimetres. Why not look at building a new antenna for one of the VHF bands and see how far you can reach? There are sections for 8 hours, for 24 hours, single and multiple operator stations, so plenty of options. Things got a little messy during the last field day, so we are going to make a big attempt to include everyone that wants to make a contact. We plan to use more FM for contacts so that those without SSB equipment can get involved. So even a handheld radio from a good location will be surprisingly efficient and capable. Hope to hear you on the bands, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7 ZBX. And QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And Herman advises that a number of QSL cards recently received have been mailed or delivered to some clubs and QTHs on an opportunity basis. As usual, the list of current cards held as at the 16th of December is in the email version of the broadcast, and feedback from clubs as to which cards they receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless received otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make the mail-out more cost-effective. If time permits, Herman will also send a list of the unclaimed cards that have been around for some time. If unclaimed in the next few weeks, they will be delivered to the WIA archives in Melbourne this coming January. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email at vk7bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. Herman would like to wish everyone a safe and happy festive season and take this opportunity to thank those amateurs who have assisted him in distributing QSL cards in their area. Your support and effort are very much appreciated. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey. and news from the Northwest, the chat and show group. Our next gathering is on January the 4th at the Sports Centre Ironcliffe Road Penguin at 2 p.m. with drop-in until 5 p.m. and rooms are open until 6 p.m. if necessary. Being holiday time and people travelling around, feel free to drop in if you're in Penguin on the day. It's a good place to unwind after a hectic festive season. Amateurs and their partners from anywhere, if in town on the day, are welcome, and I hope to be monitoring Channel 50. We willingly accept a small plate of afternoon tea, and I supply tea and coffee. We are having a talk and a display this time, and have been told it is of special interest to FCALS, so come and have a listen. Projects in progress or completed are welcome to be shown and talked about, so bring them along. I have been able to secure our location for another 12 months, so hope to continue in the same happy style for at least that long. Thanks for all your support during 2019 and season's greetings to all, and that comes 73 from Shell, VK7HSC, the group organiser. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, Fox Hunt. We will be having a barbecue and fox hunt to be held on the 11th of January 2020. We plan to start with the barbecue commencing at midday at Legion Park off the Esplanade, West Ulverston. Behind the showgrounds, accessed by turning west into Maud Street off Queen Street. Then, at 2 p.m, we will commence the fox hunt, which will be along the style of an old-fashioned CB fox hunts, where the fox hides and then the chasers use signal strength and clues attempt to locate the fox. The person who finds the fox then goes and hides and we start the chase again. It will run on Channel 50, 146 500 MHz and operate in the Ulverston Township to allow people with handhelds to participate. We will continue while there are chases for the fox. If the weather is inclement, we will reschedule to the following Saturday. We invite non-club members to participate in the event and want it to be a fun family event for not only amateurs, but their families as well. And that comes regards from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. And news from the north, the SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. And for more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410, and that's 73s from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. We trust you all had a happy and safe Christmas. We also trust that you have successfully managed to see the back of that inevitable mountain of spent gift wrapping and the equally inevitable accompanying pile of modern packaging material that seems to combine to impede progress even once you have the gift wrapping off. Hopefully, the need to return any items to the supplier won't arise, especially now that you have consigned the packaging to the recycling bin. We seem to have a clever solution to that particular problem at our QTH, although no one for which we can claim any credit. Like most local councils in VK7, our particular council schedules an extra garbage pickup on the festive season. In its infinite wisdom, though, council arranges our extra pickup to occur in the days before Christmas Day, when the gifts still remain safely wrapped in all their finery. This has a twofold benefit. On one hand, it cleverly avoids the risk of broken axles on overloaded garbage trucks, and on the other, ensures that the recipient has the additional 2 weeks in which to decide whether to keep or return any unwanted gifts, etc., by preserving the household's accumulated wrapping and packaging until the following fortnight's garbage collection. It does, though, have the downside of considerably reducing the physical size available to the next celebration on the horizon. Speaking of which, there are now only 3 sleeps to go until we say goodbye to 2019 and herald in the new year. So with that in mind, we send you the happy Hogmanay greeting and again, please drive safely. We really need you to be among the listening audience in 2020. As it is the time of the year when our club rooms are closed, there will be no technical sessions on which to report until early 2020, so the rest of today's news segment must take the form of repeats of recent week's information on coming events. 2020 membership fees. As at the end of 2019 is looming up, we give you the further friendly reminder that your 2019 membership expires at midnight on Tuesday the 31st of December. If you haven't renewed by that date, then you will be listed as unfinancial members on the register. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2020 membership fees are $35 for a full voting member and $5 each additional member that voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment along with ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of our hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let your membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, the application form can be found on our website, and why not pop into the club rooms on the Monday or Friday when we reopen on Monday the 6th of January during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person or at the club meeting or coffee morning or by post PO Box 275 Launceston 27250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted against the repeater project. And Christmas and New Year closure. As mentioned last week, our club rooms will officially be closed for 2019 on Friday the 20th of December and will reopen on Monday the 6th of January 2020 at 10 a.m. So please note the reopening date in your diary, on your calendar or whatever method you use, and we look forward to seeing you then. And coming events in January, the January meeting to be held on Saturday the 11th of January. And please note we will not be having a barbecue on this day due to many of the members still being away on holidays. Meeting will commence at 1400 hours and will be followed by afternoon tea, and donations of cake slices to share would be greatly appreciated. The technical sessions for 2020 will recommence the Wednesday technical sessions on 15th of January. In the meantime, keep busy designing and building in readiness for the show and tell on that night. The February Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 12th of February 2020 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of the confirmation of minutes of the 2019 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and the reports from the various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee persons for 2020. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which a requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM, and nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominators, seconders and the member nominated. Appointment will be required to the position of internal auditor and public officer, and please note that for your convenience, a nomination form will be available from the NTARC club rooms from Monday the 6th of January 2020, our first day of opening for the coming year. Members are reminded that they will need to have been paid their 2020 renewal subscriptions before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours to be able to vote at the AGM. Similarly, they will have to have paid their 2020 subscriptions before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion in the NTARC segment. This gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation in the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. As always, I look forward to seeing you at the Rochelie, but not till the new year. And that's 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 at Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, the DATV Experimenters Night Christmas Edition. We asked our usual crew at the last DATV night, and a few people put up their hands, so we hosted a special Christmas edition of the DATV Experimenters Night on Christmas night. Hosted by Justin, VK7TW, and Alan, VK7KAJ, we even had a chroma key screen working and showing background Christmas images behind the hosts. We started by learning about Alan receiving a very nice new toy for Christmas, an ICOM IC9700. Congratulations, Alan. Alan also brought along a very interesting piece of telecom trunk cabling, and we talked about colour coding and had our very own cable Christmas tree. We then had a discussion on the recent 1296 QSO party and the varying conditions from week to week, with some stations experiencing heavy QSB and others not, and this varies week for week. Our discussions then went to the recent release of the spring VHF UHF field day provisional results, with a summary of the results, VK7 participation, and finished with a discussion about the log check report and specifically the errors contained therein. We then moved to some interesting resource tip shop finds with a Bitcoin mining machine power supply and a medical battery charger. Out in the clubrooms, Murray, VK7ZMS, was renewing a handheld battery pack and successfully got things working again for a fraction of the price of getting the batteries repacked. Great work. We get back underway next year with our special New Year's Day edition of the DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. See you there. And a reminder, we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune to 445.5, then you can do a scan for the DVB-T signal. And if you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7 OTC. And we also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channels and Facebook. Just go to the Reist website. See you there. That's 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And we move to technical news. Our Panzer reiterates 5G is safe. The Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency, ARPANSA, has reiterated that there is no evidence that indicates 5G is harmful to people's health. Quote, "Our assessment of 5G is that it's safe," unquote, Nathan Weil, who is ARPANSA's Government International Relations Assistant Director, told the recent Standing Committee on Communications and Arts hearing. As part of the inquiry into the deployment, adoption and application of 5G in Australia, ARPANSA lead scientist Ken Karapetis explained how, through double-blind trials, the organisation was able to disprove individuals who claim exposure to electromagnetic hypersensitivity, or EHS, was causing them to feel side effects such as a burning sensation. Quote, "We believe them, however, when double-blind testing was conducted with such individuals, we don't see any connection to electromagnetic fields. There has been a range of double-blind placebo control trials that have tested such individuals," he said. What we mean by double-blind is we've exposed those individuals to electromagnetic fields in a double-blind scenario. In other words, the person doesn't know when the exposure is on or off, and neither does the researcher. And in all those trials, the individual hasn't been able to discern when exposure has been on or off, even though they might report when they walk into the room and can feel the Wi-Fi is on, and that's giving them a range of symptoms. This is consistent with the argument Arpanza made in its submission, where it pointed out that any biological effects on humans are, quote, physiological responses that can occur for a broad range of reasons, unquote, and are not classed as health effects which require medical treatment. While Arpanza and the World Health Organization recognize that the symptoms of EHS are real and can have a disabling effect for the affected individual, EHS has no clear diagnostic criteria, and the science so far has not provided evidence that RF exposure is the cause, it said. The majority of scientific studies published to date have found that under controlled laboratory conditions, EHS individuals cannot detect the presence of RF sources any more accurately than non-EHS individuals. Several studies have indicated that the nocebo effect, i.e. the adverse effect due to the belief that something is harmful, Karapetis also debunked rumours that base stations could be harmful to people's health, contesting that base stations minimise people's exposure to harmful effects that are caused by high power output, not high frequency levels. Phones are really smart and only put out as much power as is needed, as it has moved from 2G to 3G to 4G and now to 5G, we've increased the number of base stations. Increasing the number of base stations actually reduces the overall exposure because your phone operates at a lot lesser power, he said. For the full story, take a look at the link on the email edition of this broadcast, and that was sourced from the ZDNet Web eZine. And we move to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. Reached the Wednesday afternoon group, meets from 12 noon, and then the Wednesday night experimenters group from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain clubrooms. Reached Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events, Northwest Coast, the 4th of January 2020 is a chat and show at the Sports Centre Ironcliff Road, Penguin from 2 p.m. NTARC, 11th of January, meeting at 2 p.m. Rochalie Clubrooms. NWTR and TVG, 11th of January, the barbecue from noon and Fox Hunt from 2 p.m. And NTARC, 12th of February 2020 is the NTARC AGM. Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing from 7:30 p.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader is VK7RI, repeaters Reist NTARC and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres and 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. And next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. And deadlines for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is a Happy New Year and 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.